It's time for another episode of Marketing Pains, the podcast about marketing for window treatment and awning companies. Learn what your colleagues are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what tools you can use to expand your own business. Enjoy the view as window treatment marketing pros owner Will Hanke talks with industry experts, digging into their marketing successes, learning how they're attracting more customers, and getting you thinking about ways to marketing your own company.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast today. My name is Will Hanke. I have a company called Window Treatment Marketing Pros. We're the premier digital marketing agency that specifically works with window treatment and awning companies across the U.S. So today's agenda is pretty straightforward. I'm going to introduce myself, which I've already done. So that's off the list. I'm going to introduce our guest. I'm going to have some questions to ask her. We're going to talk about the Drapery app that she's created, which is fantastic. And then we're also going to have time for Q&A. So if you do have any questions or anything like that, I'm going to be doing a little housekeeping at the same time and watching through the questions and trying to keep all those so we can get everybody's questions answered as well. So let's get started. Alicia Chikanova's corporate background covers representing multinational manufacturers in marketing, project management, and general management roles with P&L responsibilities. She's also a serial remodeler, which we're going to talk a little bit more. A serial remodeler turned entrepreneur, developing decision-making tools for home updates. Her current position makes her a persistent advocate for all homeowners to make a more sustainable decisions in their everyday home projects. We'll talk a little bit more about that too. So Alicia, thank you for being on today.
Thank you, Will, for inviting me. And it's a pleasure. And actually, happy belated birthday to you. I know you had a birthday last week.
I did. I had a birthday.
Hope you enjoyed it.
On Saturday. Thank you very much. That was very kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, of course, thank you so much for being on today's show. Why don't you give me the kind of, we'll start off with like a 2-minute elevator pitch about yourself and what you're currently working on.
You know, today I call myself a homeowner's advocate, the one who helps homeowners make better decisions in their home improvement projects. Okay. And this is what it all started with. And actually, this is exactly where HomeWeb, the app that we're talking today, got to kick off meeting, so to say.
Oh, exciting. Okay, that's cool. I also know that when I was looking over your bio that you had sent over, that you managed an auto shop. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I lucked out. You know, like usually you would think that people like me would be managing a flower shop. But I basically had to take over a family business, which turned out to be a car shop. And I took it over at the worst possible time around the world crisis of 2008.
Oh, wow.
So our Japanese partner walked out because of the crisis. And we were left with a business that we had to make cash flow positive. And basically, it was 3 months old at the time.
Oh,
so
wow.
We took it from zero to around $2 million revenue. And this was the first time I was firsthand with retail, and I loved it. You know, it's so gratifying to see the response of people when you do something for them, and they appreciate it. And I think I still love this part of the retail experience,
yeah.
And that's why I'm here.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I know you had a crew of around 50 mechanics. So, I mean, this was no small organization.
No, it still is.
Oh.
I'm still on the board of that company.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we still service clients and we still have about 60 people on board.
Oh, wow. Okay. So in the middle of that, I'm assuming in the middle of that is when you met your business partner.
No, because that was in a different country.
Oh, okay.
I moved to US about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I moved in summer, and in January we decided to go for Christmas break. And we landed and received a message that the house that we were renting out here in, as I say, very respectable, trust me, it's always in the top 10 most expensive neighborhoods in America. Yeah. And the house was burglarized.
Wow.
And we came back, and the police told us that, guys, you're inviting burglars in because you don't have any window treatments.
Oh, how interesting.
And then I became a homeowner looking for window treatments.
Makes sense.
And this is how I met Shari, because I've tried, you know, like the usual retail stores and the chain stores, and I've tried some, I was the usual homeowner, you know, like tried to get several quotes, see what works. And finally, she kind of won me over because of the customer service.
Wow.
And and so we had a lot of windows in the house. So it took us some time to complete the work. And by the end of it, we were kind of fast friends. So she was, when I started thinking about what sort of business I could develop here, because I was new to the country, I wanted to make myself useful. So I came to her with this idea of, can we make something so that homeowners will have an easier time than I did? You know, like how difficult can it be to get window treatments? Why do I have to spend 2 months, you know, like running around and asking everyone, etc.? So I was talking to her about this idea, like, why don't we make something that they will show people step by step how they could, you know, accomplish what they want to accomplish? And she was looking at me and, you know what? She says, I wish I had something like this for windows. And, you know, when you see an opportunity, you take it, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, why don't we do that? And at that point, obviously, I knew zero about window treatments. But she was in the business for close to 25 years at the time. She learned it from the people who were in business for several generations.
Right.
So we teamed up.
Interesting. We have a lot of clients that seem to be family businesses, or they're passed down generation over generation, 50, 60, 70 years. It's pretty incredible to see that. So, the newer ones coming up still have to learn the industry, but they're lucky because they get to learn it at a early age in most cases.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I think this is what made our cooperation, so to say, our business partnership, so hopefully useful to our users, because she has all the knowledge and I had, you know, like the persistency to work with the software engineers to put that knowledge into a program that makes sense to people, even if they see it for the first time.
That's awesome. So what was your connection to design then, or how does that play into this?
In my marketing roles, I've always been in design. I've designed products. I've designed print materials. I've designed several interior. I've done several interior design projects as well, in several countries.
Okay.
So, and I don't do things halfway. If I need something, I actually go and take a course with it. You know, like, so I've done courses in coloristics, I've done courses in antique furniture, little bits and pieces here and there. And I still do that, frankly. If I need to learn something, I'll look up, you know, like Stanford is close to us. So is there anything going on there? So I picked a lot of details along the way. And then the main thing was just make it user-friendly.
Yeah.
And we knew intimately people who will be working with it. Shari was testing everything on herself, first of all, because she's a perfectionist.
Oh, good.
So if you see anything on the app that is not perfect, that means I forced her to push it out because I wanted somebody else's feedback.
Oh, that's great. But having that person that is in the industry to bounce things off of, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And actually, Sipiti couldn't be here today. She never, almost never takes holidays. Oh. Today is the day she's actually coming back from one. So if was, you know, static somewhere, she would have joined, but she's actually on the road today.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, though.
You're listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast. We'll be right back after this break.
This episode of Marketing Pains is sponsored and underwritten by my own company, Window Treatment Marketing Pros. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that you're gaining some knowledge, tidbits, good information that will help your business grow. Window Treatment Marketing Pros is the only digital marketing company that works specifically with window treatment and awning companies around the U.S. We handle entire digital marketing campaigns from website design to SEO and more. With over 23 years of experience in the digital marketing arena, we can help your business get more website traffic, leads, and phone calls. We work with businesses that are experiencing significant growth or businesses that want to experience significant growth, and we have plans to fit most of those companies. If you're ready to invest in your business, you want the phone to ring more, and you have the resources to handle that growth, please schedule a short discovery call with me at WTMarketingPros.com/strategy. I'd love the opportunity to talk with you about your business, your vision for the future, and your ultimate goals for your company. Schedule that today, and I look forward to meeting you. In the meantime, back to today's episode. You mentioned, I mentioned in your bio that you're a serial remodeler. Tell me a little bit more about that.
As my husband puts it, I'm more sensitive to environment than most people. So I think I've done the first remodel when I was 19, and that was a long time ago. Since then, we built about 4 houses from scratch. Did several get outs. I'm right now in the middle of several projects, one I'm doing for myself, and there are a couple of others where I'm helping other people. I do know what I'm talking about. I am a bad client for my subs because I always ask if I don't understand what the sequence of things, etc. I will drive him crazy. Explain to me, why are you doing it now?
Interesting. And how many projects or how many countries have you done projects in?
Oh, that's a good one. Obviously one country where I come from, and that's Russia. And I've done that in a couple of towns there, including Moscow. I've also done one in Latvia. I've always done some decoration projects in France and in Norway. So wow. I've covered a lot of ground before I landed here.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool.
People make fun of me because I'm moving more and more to the West. So we'll see where it leads us.
Yeah. So is the design different here than, say, France? I would assume there's some differences.
I've just been actually discussing it with a friend yesterday who is from Germany. And both of us agreed that there is one difference that is striking, especially in, I'm not that familiar with the East Coast mode, but here definitely, there is a kind of temperamentality in construction where people tend to do something for resale rather than for themselves. While in Europe, we build to last. Right. Like if we're building the house, it better stand for several generations.
Okay.
And my favorite town is Florence in Italy.
Yep.
There is a building there and the church across the street that has a fresco that shows that building back in 1600s.
Oh, cool.
And I think, yeah, exactly. And I think that's cool. Yeah. And so my personal design projects, they will be always more colorful than what you see here.
Right.
But I also see that there is a lot of Scandinavian design coming here now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which is totally us. We're combining neutral colors with wood. Um,
Interesting. Okay. Well, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about your app. I heard you say earlier Home Whip. Do you call it that or do you call it Home WIP?
Actually, Home Whip stands for Home Work in Progress.
Work in Progress.
Yeah. Okay. So, because it always is.
Right. Okay. That's very true. What inspired you to create the app? I know you said there was the burglary and that kind of stuff. Is that what set you on this particular thing, particularly to build the app?
Well, that was what Sharon and I were talking about, and we started when she mentioned that she's interested in something that will help her with orders. We started working on it, and obviously it all started with how can we get from measures to estimates. And we had to go step by step because every step leads to a different, you know, if you decide to make shades, that's one calculation. If you decide to make drapes, it's another calculation.
Right.
And then there's also customers who, you know, like, I don't know, people who are listening to us now, but in Shari's experience, when you work at the client's home, clients want to look over your shoulder and see what exactly you're doing. So we had to decide what type of prices we're putting it. And the current solution is retail, so that you can always show what you're doing to a client without being afraid of showing off your discounts or whatever.
Right.
The second thing that we kind of tackled straight on is, you know, there are always people who cannot make up their mind very quickly, so they need some time to, is it a shade, is it a drape, is it drape and sheer? We made it easy to duplicate windows so that you could show several variants and the estimates for them as soon as possible.
Okay. And by as soon as possible, do you mean at the person's house?
If need be. Okay. But it depends how you as a window pro work with your clients, because some of them will just come in, measure quickly, go back to the office and do it there, and then send right. out the estimates and the quotes. But that's exactly what it makes so useful, because you're sending the quote thinking that the customer is still thinking about what we've talked about, like a drape. But by the time she receives the quote, she has already changed her mind, and it's a shame. So we made sure that we include all the calculations straight away, that if this change of mind thing happens, you don't have to go back to measure again. You already have all the data that you need in the app.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'd like to throw something out to the audience. And if you guys want to put something in the chat there, what is the most painful step in the drapery ordering process? I'd be interested to hear what kind of responses you have. I know that, Alisa, you've already mentioned clients changing their minds. That's obviously a painful one. Maybe I'll throw a couple out. Incomplete orders. How does that? How does your app kind of work with that?
The app is very persistent there. It doesn't let you go forward.
Oh,
until
okay.
you give me all the numbers, it will not go let you do the next step. And I think that's something that a young interior designer will appreciate, because that prevents you from making mistakes. And I think that's what those showrooms that take on interns during summertime, for example, they will benefit from that as well, because we can set your intern up, you know, like in half a day, they'll be up and running.
Okay, that's good. I think another thing maybe that's painful is business owners being maybe not afraid of technology, but afraid of the change and not, you know, wondering how that's going to work for them or benefit them.
Sorry, Will, lost you here. Can you repeat it again?
Oh, sure. I think one of the other things is business owners that are afraid of technology or concerned about using new technology, I think, you know, teaching some of the interns is a great way to thwart a little bit of that.
I would even turn the table completely. I'll tell them, you know what, you don't know how to do it, you go on this app and then show me that you can use it.
Right.
I wouldn't even waste time on, you know, like my time on this technology if I'm not comfortable with it. I'll get them to teach me. Because, you know, like you learn best when you teach. So I think it's a win-win on both sides, saving time in training and also getting yourself acquainted with something new.
Right.
And I have to repeat that we did try to make it as user-friendly as possible because we know that our installers are not thrilled with getting to know all this new stuff. You know, we are not exactly college kind of students, so it's not as easy for us ourselves to start using it. But I also have to say that Cher, after she started using her own app, and I came to her once and told her, like, you know what, we have to time how much time it takes me with the app to calculate ripple fault and how much time it takes you without the app to calculate ripple fault headers. I mean, the look in her eyes was like precious. It's like, do you want me to go like back in time and do it the old way? And I go like, yeah, because I have to tell people, you know, like how much time you save by just using the calculation that will pop up the carriers straight away.
Right. Yeah. Well, so I know one of the benefits you just mentioned is saving time. What other benefits are there for using the app?
I would say again, I think time is the only resource that we cannot refill. So I would say that saving time is the most precious benefit. The second is getting rid of paperwork, because you can send directions to installers and to the workrooms directly from the app to the email.
Okay.
So you can get rid of the using fax machines or scanning, etc. It can be done directly.
And it won't let you go any further if it's incomplete. So it totally kills that from happening as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. What has your journey been with the app? What kind of feedback have you received? How, you know, what's going on there?
Thank you actually for asking that feedback, because this is something that I would say this was one of my main challenges. And we go out and we talk to people. So one of the examples I can give, we went to Tampa to WCAA conference, and we had people going to our booth, and we were, you know, taking down notes, like what is it exactly that they would like to add to the app. And I can tell you, we added some stuff that I did not expect to be adding. Like, we want to be able to add any service into the order. You know, because people wanted to use it both for drapes and say somebody's doing 10 drapes and then one shutter. And we don't do shutters. So they can now add shutter as just one of the line in the estimates.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What will be another example? Oh, another example is actually company usage, because the company owner wants to see what his designers are up to.
Okay.
So now they can send me an email, tell me that actually we are the company of, I don't know, five designers, set us up as a company, and we will do that.
Okay. So it's not just for an individual designer. Is there a company mode or
exactly.
something? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And it gives out different reports, assuming you're using the company mode version.
Well, it gives the company owner the opportunity to see what projects his designer is doing.
Yeah.
What are complete, what projects are complete, what are in the works, etc.
Okay. And I would assume a lot of them now maybe are using, you know, Google, Excel or all these other pieces and trying to keep everything in line.
Yeah. And don't forget paper. and pencil. Paper.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's still the biggest competitive most of the software companies that I know.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So I know there's multiple things that you can do with your app. If a window treatment were just to use one of them, say maybe the ordering piece, how would that save them time and money?
It would still save you time when people change their minds. You can still keep, can I just give away a tip?
Sure.
Because this is something that I've already done for myself. I've done several demo projects in the app that people could log in and just look how would shade order look like or how would drape order look like. And I know that Window Pro get phone calls all the time, like how much would it cost? So this is the opportunity to create a kind of demo window, if you will.
Okay.
That will be a particular size that is popular in your neighborhood or in your town, and pick the fabric and the hardware that is, again, popular, maybe several, and just have it ready. If somebody calls and tells you, like, how much would it cost, you can go, well, what size of window do you have?
Right.
Like, so if for that side of window, if you're using the fabric that costs this much, it will cost you approximately that much.
Okay. Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah, and then it also gives you another kind of cue because, you know, we all operate in different kind of customer income brackets, right? Somebody is doing luxury segment, somebody is doing mid-range segment. So this is a good way to judge if this is your customer or not. And right. Again, save your time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and saving time is saving money in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, you know, the cost of our app, I mean, it's less than $10 per month.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How could people get your app, and what is the cost?
So they could log in on the computer, or they could go through the app store if all they use is the Apple devices, like iPad and iPhone. That's the way to go. If they still prefer to go through the desktop version, then they should log in through the desktop first. And basically sign in, register, try it. We have a free trial for 1 month in general, but we have a special offer for the listeners today. And please comment if there is something that you don't understand, if you don't like. We are here to listen and act on your comments. And I couldn't, you know, like we're not a big company. There's just two of us who just want to make something that will make your life easier. And if we don't, you know, like the only thing we have is our clients and their comments. So we are very welcoming in that respect.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing to say, you know, as a marketing guy using a lot of software and things like that, support is a huge part of deciding whether you want to use something or not. First of all, having a free trial period, fantastic. That really lets me try it out. But the fact that, you know, you can also reply to or submit support tickets, things like that, and get things fixed or changed or understand how to use it, that's fantastic.
We even go one step further because we know how hard it is to, you know, to get yourself a new habit. And, you know, like if you've been doing it for 20 years, it's a pretty hard habit to break. So right. We have a complimentary service to put your price list to the app as well, sending us your retail price. We'll upload it to the home web, and that will make... I mean, we hope that will make it easier to start using it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay. So tell me about the special offer. I know that you mentioned you have a free 1 month trial. Is that that's
our normal? Yeah, that's our normal, exactly. And we were thinking that, you know, like summer is the perfect time to learn. it usually people, and I mean, in this case, clients go on holiday, so you have maybe more time. So we thought, why don't we give the opportunity to your listeners for the whole of summer to try Homebrew and, you know, like get rid of all the things that are not working for you. And then going back to pre-Thanksgiving season, when everybody suddenly realizes they need new window treatments, you'll be all ready to roll, so to
say. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a big time for a lot of our clients before Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah, okay. And then Christmas is straight after, right? So it's, right. It doesn't give you a breather.
Yeah. Wow. So all summer for free. That's pretty fantastic. So the best way to do it is to go to homewip.com, mm-hmm. or use the app store, and either way they
can. Well, for the summer offer, it's desktop. Homewave.com. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we did.
Okay. Perfect. Well, cool. That's pretty awesome. I appreciate that. So that's fantastic. Okay. Let's see if we have any questions. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and pop those in there. We'll make sure to answer those. And I will share the link to your website. I'll do that right now. So everybody has that. And so that'll be in there as well. If anybody wants to follow up with you, they just need to use the website version to get to that. So awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for being on today. We've had some great ideas. I love what you're doing. This has been fantastic. And I appreciate you coming on today and kind of sharing some of the different things as well.
Thank you, Will. I'm looking forward to know more about how you work with your clients as well. So I hope that one day you can do an interview as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that sounds like fun. All right. Well, thank you again. I really do appreciate it. And I hope everybody has a great day. We'll follow up with a link to her special offer afterwards.
You've been listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast, where window treatment and awning business owners and industry experts share marketing information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at wtmarketingpros.com/podcast.